Steve, did you notice the crowd cheering you when you first came out and that first first drive you guys had?
Yeah, I did. I heard them cheering. So I thought we had a good crowd today, and appreciate all their support these past weeks. And sorry we couldn't give them a better game today.
Eli, what are your thoughts on Geno Smith's dad getting death threats?
Want to say it again?
What are your thoughts on Geno Smith's dad getting death threats?
I don't know anything about that. Obviously, I'm unfortunate if that's the case. I don't think that's what anybody wants.
This week of adversity, what does it mean to be back out there in the start, like to start?
Well, that's where you want to be. That's where I want to be. I want to go up, be there with my teammates, try to get a win. Be there for the fans and do my part. And so, hopefully the coaches believe I give us the best chance to get a win at quarterback. And I thought we did some good things today and competed. And 3.5 quarters right in the mix. We just we got to find ways to finish stronger in the second half and at the end of games.
Things that you say or to try to keep your receivers in there. You had a couple of drops against you that killed some drives. Is there conversations you guys have after that?
No, not a whole lot. I mean, obviously, I know those guys are. I got a lot of respect for our receivers. They work hard. They practice hard. They do everything we ask them to do. Understand, hey, drops are part of the game. They're running the right routes. They're in the right spot. Have confidence they'll make the next one and make plays for us. A couple made some outstanding plays for us today.
What head reaction when you came on the field the first time and
my focus is trying to get to play and figure out what the Cowboys are doing. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the support these fans have given me for 14 years and these last weeks especially. And appreciate them coming out today and cheering me on, cheering on the Giants.
How do you think Rhett Ellison reacted to expanded opportunities today?
Yeah, I thought Red did a good job, and I thought he made some nice catches, did some good things, got the touchdown, and every time we've got him the ball, he's done a good job turning up and getting yardage and making plays. So the way they were playing, he had an opportunity to get the ball and made the most of it.
On the pass to Ingram, that long pass there, was it an audible or what did you see in there?
Yeah, had a good call versus their blitz. Something we wanted to get to, and just the way they played, played that coverage in the blitz. Thought we could hit him on the corner, and sure enough, hit a big play. So that was a good one.
The hand signal you gave, or something like you had a hand signal you and Sully were talking about afterwards.
No, just the play that was called.
How much of a different feel did this game have for you, or did it? Than anything? I mean,
no, I don't think it had.
Right.
No, it's still going out there and trying to win a football game. So it didn't feel different. You want to go out there and beat the Cowboys and play in front of your home crowd and give them a win. And again, I appreciate the support all the fans have given me these past weeks. It does mean a lot. It is, everything they've come out and said and supporting me and the Giants, I appreciate that. But for me, it was about trying to come out today and just play well and give our team a boost and our fans a boost and get a win.
Which How about the process? A little bit different. That obviously wasn't part of it. What changed there for you?
For me, it's still preparation. You go, you watch your film, you meet with the coordinators or with Sully and Cignetti and go over what our plan is, what do we like versus certain looks, and so the process did not change a whole lot besides not in game, same deal. Process still pretty similar with the fact that still talk with Sully on the sidelines. So Mac always had his touches on the offense and everything, but it's still about playing the game and communicating with the offensive coordinator, with Sully, and none of that changed.
I realize that once the game starts, you're just trying to win it. But how about on the drive in this morning, just your emotions, knowing you had your job back and you played that position?
I guess I just looked at it as, hey, it's another opportunity to go play and win a football game. So you know, obviously the last 2 weeks have been difficult with, whether losing my starting job, you know, losing your head coach. Those things are hard, you know, and they are, personal and hurt. And I don't like losing a head coach. I take that personal. That's on me for not doing my job. Losing my starting job. That's personal also. I mean, that's because I haven't played well enough, and we're not winning games. And so, I appreciate Spags giving me the opportunity to come get the start this week and see if we can get us a win. And I'm sorry we didn't play well enough to get that win.
Coach talked about adversity bringing out more unity in the team. Did you feel you guys more unified today than normal?
You know, I think the team has done done a great job of staying together. It'd be easy to complain and to bark at each other and say it's not fair or one side's not doing their part. But we haven't fallen into that trap. We got some high character guys on this team that are working hard every week, that are playing, that are doing their absolute best to compete. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the effort and the work and the enthusiasm going into each week, feeling we can go win a football game. And again, hey, we played hard today, and right there in the mix against a good team, and we just don't have the kind of that firepower to finish some of these games.
You and Spagnuolo have been through a lot together. This is your first game with him as a head coach. Was there any sort of personal conversation you had with him before today, or going into today, that helped pump up the team a little bit?
With Spags,
yes, you're saying? Spags.
Just talked this the week, just the flow of things, how would be different, with Mac not here, just with, the 2-minute drive and where McAdoo would maybe call some of the timeouts. He's going to kind of let me and Sully just handle that. So just talk about this, how we want to play this game, what we're going to do. And so, had some conversations with them, to just make sure we're all on the same page.
I know you said it wasn't personal, but what did it mean to you to get so much support from your peers around the league?
Yeah, I think that's obviously there's the support I got from former teammates, friends, and fans that wrote notes, sent messages. So it did mean a lot, and obviously with teammates, those guys are about as loyal as they get, and you don't forget that, and it reminds you to always be a great teammate. I feel like I've been a great teammate for 14 years. So during the change, I was going to continue to be a great teammate to all the guys and to Gino and do my part. And, just because it does mean something, and I do take pride in that. And so, but from the fans also, and, I appreciate them. All the nice words they said about me and how much they appreciated different things. It's a great reminder to try to just do the right things, try to be a good person, work hard, and that's what I've been trying to do all these years.
Eli, is it a challenge the last 3 games of the season to not get into that sort of playing out the string mentality, stay up and really, sharp?
I think the goal is always play hard and prepare. You want to go out there and get a win. That's what it's about. And hey, it's been tough out there, and nothing's been easy. But we've hung in there, and again, we've played teams tough, and it's just a matter of making a couple play. Dallas made a couple big plays at the end. They hit a couple big shots, and we didn't make those plays. We got to find ways in critical moments to make those big plays.